Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Police in various states are warning people of a new stupid social media trend that has youngsters forcibly banging and knocking on front doors.
The door kick TikTok challenge, happening in places like Florida, California, Texas, and Washington State, results in people banging and kicking on people's front doors so forcefully it can sound like someone's trying to break in. And that's the danger, that a homeowner may respond with self-defense. Murrieta police in California called it an escalated version of the old ding-dong ditch and said kids could face charges like burglary or criminal mischief. Three teenagers were arrested last month in Florida for this prank. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office said they were charged with loitering and prowling. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
7:09 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something productive for anybody to be doing out there. Right now, we've got in traffic some very low traffic volumes. Really good traffic conditions out there, but I'm just not seeing the traffic volumes get very heavy. It's almost as if a lot of people aren't going to work today, but that is the case. We are just kind of getting into that time when we would be seeing some heavier traffic out there. It's not nearly as much right now as there usually is this time of morning. I am still seeing a little bit of a slowdown if you're trying to get onto, I guess that'd be 47th Street South from southbound I-135. That ramp backed almost all the way up to the highway itself. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the AccNet Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now it's time to check in and get the live forecast heading into the weekend. Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Hello, Ross.
Yeah, good morning to you, Ted. Boy, what a day we had yesterday. I guess I'm just not feeling the Christmas spirit this year. And yesterday when I took the trash outside, it was just so strange for it to be that warm. And we did reach a record high, in case you're wondering, yesterday. 75 degrees Christmas Day was a new record. And today and tomorrow could be record-setting days for Wichita as well. We just have to get warmer than 69 this afternoon. That would beat the record from 2021. And tomorrow's record high is 68 from 1946. So not to bombard you with numbers here on a Friday morning, but it does look like we have a chance to make history today and tomorrow as these 70s in late December roll on a little while longer. Light winds and sunshine, maybe a chance to get outside and test out some of those new toys that maybe the kids got yesterday. We'll drop to 44 overnight, 71 on the high tomorrow. Light winds continue Saturday, and then a cold front gets here, and it is a reality check, or maybe a rude awakening, as a reminder that we're in winter now. 42, and that'll be Sunday morning, but falling temperatures will take us into the afternoon. It's also going to be very windy on Sunday. And although we will be cloudy and cold enough for snow, that chance should be limited to western Kansas, where we're looking at some snow showers Sunday morning into the afternoon. If you do have travel plans on I-70 Sunday that take you back toward western Kansas or Colorado, be prepared to run into some snow showers there. But I think the wind and the cold will be a much bigger deal than any chance for snow will be around here. We've got a clear sky, and for the first time this week, no fog, 42 degrees, and light winds. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Yeah, I went out yesterday morning in like an 8 o'clock hour, and I just automatically put on my coat and put on my big scarf. And then I walked out my front door. I was like, well, I don't need this scarf. Then I took like three steps, and I go, I don't even need this coat.
Yeah, it was really strange. I think I was out about 10:30, and it felt like springtime. Of course, everything was kind of damp from the morning fog, but if you didn't know any better by all the Christmas decorations and the holiday lights, you might just think that all of a sudden we fast forwarded to springtime. But this is kind of weird, and Mother Nature is going to give us a reminder that it's winter time, and we've got two more days before that big reminder shows up at our front door.
How did May the weather dog cope with a visit from Santa and Christmas?
She was exhausted yesterday morning. I couldn't get her to get motivated at all. But we were busy tracking Santa Claus Wednesday night, and then she slept most of tomorrow, and now she's just waiting to get outside and play some Frisbee and go for a walk in all this warm weather. But, yeah, she did pretty good. But, boy, yesterday it was like ketchup on sleep. That tracking Santa, it takes it out of you.
Yeah, did I see the post on Facebook where May is just zonked out underneath the tree?
Yep, falling asleep, waiting on Santa Claus. And, you know, fortunately, she was a good girl this year. So more squeakers, more stuffing to get thrown about around the house in the coming days as she tears apart the new toys.
All right. Hey, Ross, thanks for the report. Merry Christmas in the aftermath, and enjoy the two warm days before the cold front gets here.
Yep, when we talk to you on Monday, it's going to be a whole different story.
Different deal. All right. Hey, thanks, Ross. Have a good weekend.
You too.
That is the live forecast. Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:14 here with Steve and Ted. You know, once in a while we get a pretty good story here about something bad that turns into something good. Just one in 30,000 pregnancies occur in the abdomen instead of the uterus. And we had a very rare case happen out in Los Angeles in which a little baby boy developed outside of his mom's womb, and it was all hidden by a basketball-sized ovarian cyst. So this was not a good situation. And the doctors there in Los Angeles are planning to write about the case for a medical journal. It was so unusual. Here's the great part. The baby was born, 8 pounds, doing great.
Oh, that is the important thing.
And doctors removed the cyst during the birth, during that surgery. And the kid's parents say, hey, we're blessed that we kind of defied the odds on this one and everything turned out great. Because, man, that just sounds awful. So congratulations. That family has some good things to give thanks for here at the end of the year.
And I'm glad with surgeons, it's kind of like it is with a lot of other people. Hey, as long as I'm here, might as well get rid of this gigantic tumor.
Basketball.
Or cyst. Yeah.
The Grand Egyptian Museum is reassembling a boat that belonged to Pharaoh Khufu. They're doing this all in an exhibition hall. It's a cedarwood vessel. They found two of these ships with King Khufu. And it's all started coming together, and visitors can watch. The project is expected to take about 4 years to put back together and restore. King Khufu ruled more than 4,500 years ago, built the Great Pyramid of Giza. The museum is located near Cairo. It houses 50,000 artifacts, including treasures from King Tut's tomb. Experts believe that these boats were used perhaps for Khufu's funeral or his afterlife journey. And now they're restoring it, putting it all back together again in Egypt.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
7:16 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Of course, the big robbery in Paris at the Louvre Workers are now installing security bars on a window at the Louvre. Well, it's a little late.
Yeah.
It should have been doing that a while ago. This is the same window used in that dramatic heist back in October. Maintenance workers using a freight lift to reach the second floor balcony of the Apollo Gallery. The museum addressing security flaws exposed by the theft. Investigators still looking for those $100 million worth of missing jewels.
I got to say, that whole story, this entire time that's been kind of going on, the whole thing just, in my head, all I see is Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello and Hudson Hawk.
Yeah. That's just pretty much the scenario.
Yeah. Should have put up some bars to stop those guys, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
All four suspected thieves arrested and charged. The Louvre is not publicly commenting on the security operation.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.